It's always at this time we catch up with one of our NRL Nation commentators. Scotty Sattler is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hello, team. How are you?
We're well, thanks, Scott. I see there's an article in the Daily Telegraph this morning about your father, South legend Johnny Sattler, talking about that incident about the broken jaw, and I see he's been quoted as saying that he thinks South can win the premiership this year.
Yeah, I mean, you got to read between the lines of Daddy. He thinks South can win the comp every year, even when they weren't even in the comp. But I mean, the headlines always in the Daily Telegraph today, they always make it look as worse than what it is, the story. But in saying that, you know, it was a bit of an insight into what he thought about you know, the days and the years after he broke his jaw, and how he wanted to get retribution back against John Bucknell. I mean, he's mellowed in his old age. He doesn't hold any grudges. But, yeah, it's part of his folklore now, I suppose. And with South Sydney, well, yeah, I think they can win the comp as well. I mean, one of probably four teams that can win the comp. And but I just think with Wayne Bennett as in his last year as coach of South Sydney, I just know that he has this uncanny ability to make people believe. And this South team, they're travelling as well as they can be at the moment, but I expect them to hit another gear in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay. And look, yet another NRL player breaching the bubble up in Queensland and copping a suspension and a fine, James Roberts. But look, I mean, all he did was what hang a towel out on his deck, and I know it was a breach, but you reckon they're a bit hard done by, or do you think that, you know, chuck the book at them?
No, you know what, I feel as though that, you know, it's a case-by-case scenario. Yes, he has breached the protocols, but it was quite a trivial one. And yeah, we know that James has had a history of mental health and has had professional help over the years, and I think we've got to take that into account. The NRL have taken that into account. That's hence the 1 week. But you know, we have a group of guys that breached COVID with the barbecue fiasco from the Dragons. They got 1 week suspension, those players. And he walked out in the balcony. They're supposed to gaffer tape the doors up, which I can't see why they're allowed to do that, actually. In saying that, we also had players in the Origin break protocol as well, and only received a couple of weeks suspension as well. So, yeah, I thought it probably a fine, but outside of that, maybe just a concerns notice saying, listen, do it again, and, you know, we will throw the book at you. So I thought they went a little bit harsh on James.
Were you surprised, Scott, with the announcement this week that the Bulldogs have signed Paul Vaughan for next season?
I wasn't surprised. I always thought the club was going to pick him up. I thought worst-case scenario, it was always only going to be a one-week deal, Shannon, to be quite honest, because, you know, I feel as though he's got a... You know, he's got to work his way back into people's trust, and he's got to start from the bottom of the barrel again. And it won't take him long because he's a quality player. One thing he hasn't got time on his side. He's 30 years of age, and the next 2 or 3 years is going to be, you know, probably 1 year deals for Paul Vaughan. But you know, he'll still be paid more than the regular Australian, so I don't think we should feel sorry for him.
Yeah, here. Exactly. Okay, to round 20 kicks off tonight. You're calling the game along with Gary Boucher and Mark Braybrook. All the action on 2HD from 7 o'clock. Roosters take on the Eels. I bet you're going for the Roosters.
I'm going for the Parramatta Eels.
Oh!
The Roosters are looking into loaning some players, which I love the loan system, but from other clubs. This is in Mackay, this game, BB Prince Stadium. I've called a lot of games at the Mackay Stadium. It's a really, really nice stadium. There should be a sellout there, about probably 6,000 or 7,000 people. So I'm going to take Parramatta.
Okay. The first game tomorrow night, Tigers taking on the Warriors. Both teams desperate for a win here, Scott.
Yeah, the Warriors are really limping at the moment. Again, looking to try and loan players. They've had to call a player back from the Dragons they loaned because of injury. But I'm going to take the Tigers. I'm going to keep picking the Tigers because I love Michael Maguire.
Okay, the late game tomorrow night, the Queensland battle between the Broncos and the Cowboys.
The Cows, even though I thought the Cows were really good against the Melbourne Storm last week. So, yeah, I think, I just think they're just in a better position than what the Broncos are collectively across the park.
Okay, and Saturday, the first game of the afternoon, Dragons taking on South Sydney. Who are you tipping there, Scott?
South. I think South again. Like I said, I just think they're just primed beautifully leading into the finals.
We'll come back to the Knights game, the late game on Saturday at Suncorp. The Storm, pretty happy about the re-signing of Bellamy, take on the Panthers. This will be a great game.
Be great. We're not going to get the best Panthers side, but they've got to improve defensively, the Panthers. They've let themselves go a little bit the last couple of weeks defensively. But I just Melbourne Storm team. Once they get Dale Finucan back, they get Felice Kaufusi back, they get Harry Grant back, they just get stronger. So yeah, I'm going to take the Storm.
And the first game on Sunday, the Bulldogs are taking on the Titans. Who do you like in this one?
I think the Titans. Titans defensively really good last week compared to the weeks before. They've been pretty poor defensively for a number of weeks now, the Gold Coast Titans. But I just think they'll have too many points in them for the Bulldogs.
Okay, final game of round 20, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday, the Sharks and the Sea Eagles. They're playing at Moreton Daly Stadium.
Yeah, which is Redcliffe, north of Brisbane, up towards the Sunshine Coast. It's a beautiful boutique stadium. I'm going to take the Sharkies. I'm going to take Manly, I should say. But the Sharkies are one of those sides that, you know, they're going to fight their way to the finals. No Sean Johnson for 4 weeks. But I just think Manly, they're moving along, just flying under the radar a little bit, in a sense of people think they're going to get to the finals and not create too many concerns. I think otherwise. I think they're going to be a real threat.
And the Saturday 5:30 game at Suncorp Stadium, a big one for the Newcastle Knights taking on the Canberra Raiders, who have been in some really good form in recent weeks. But the Knights do welcome back a number of our key players, Scott.
Yeah, this is probably the toughest one to pick over the weekend. I'm going to pick the Knights. I just think if they put it all together on the day with their key players, I think their key players outshine the Canberra Raiders side. If the Canberra Raiders win this, they'll win it again just on grit and determination, like they did last week. But I'm going to take the Knights because I just think their marquee players are a lot stronger.
Look, a bit of confusion over whether or not Mitchell Pearce, we were hearing earlier in the week he won't be playing. Andrew John spoke to him, reckons he will be playing. Have you heard anything about whether or not Mitchell Pearce will play on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he will play. But it's one of those decisions they can't make until, you know, the 12th hour. But yeah, with Mitchell at the age that he is and as important as he is leading into the finals, there's probably nothing wrong with letting him off another week if they're just not sure.
Yeah. All right, good calling. You'll be a busy boy on the weekend. Good calling tonight, and thanks again for your time this morning, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
See you, guys.
Scotty Sattler, one of our NRL Nation commentators, he along with Mark Braybrook and Gary Belcher calling the game tonight. 7 o'clock, all the action on 2HD between the Roosters and Parramatta.